yesterday. We had three guys that were limited that went to full participation today, and that was Kevin Cohn, Drew Davis, and Dante Robinson. And then Stephen Nicklaus was a limited participant today. Michael Palmer and Antone Smith were out for the entire practice. And then the guys that were limited yesterday basically are limited today. So we'll get going, Daryl.
Okay, yeah, Coach, you know, the Raiders here, it looks like they're juggling or were before the break. Are they looking to get some people back in the secondary? And how's Michael Huff doing at cornerback, the traditional safety?
Yeah, well, he started, you know, he started the year at safety, but he's an athletic guy that's played some corner in his career, I think more in college than in the NFL, but they've had to make that move. He's done a nice job, and they've got Lee on the other side, the guy from Auburn. I think he was with Green Bay before he went to Oakland, and then you've got Branch at one of the safeties, and Giordano, who we had here, at the other safety, and then Hansen is their nickelback. So they've had to shuffle. They've had some injuries early on. We don't anticipate there being anybody coming back. You know, they added Carter, the defensive end, during their bye week, that can rush the passer. So they've added, you know, they've added one piece through the bye week.
And you all stress field position and drive starts. How big is that with Janikowski and Leckler? They have two of the best.
I think they've got the deepest, when I say deepest, the two guys that have probably got the most Pro Bowls between them on one team in a kicker punter combination. With Leckler, he's gonna bomb the ball. He's not a position punter, directional punter. He's gonna hit the ball and they're gonna run down and cover it. They've got some speed on their special teams that allow them to do that. And then with Janikowski, it changes your thoughts as a defensive play caller in terms of where the line to defend is in terms of a field goal. Most times you're talking somewhere between the 35 and 40 yard line with most kickers. He can take it out upwards of 50 yard line. He's got a big leg, so that will change our thoughts in terms of how we defend that area of the field, because it's not just the 35, 37-yard line you're defending. It's an extra 10, 12 yards.
How, when Corey is ready and y'all make a decision, how long does it take the big guys like that to get back in football shape?
Well, it takes some time. You've got to work on that endurance of pushing the big bodies, and it's going to take some time. Corey's been working hard. We've been trying with our athletic performance guys to simulate it as much as possible, but there's nothing like going out there and practicing and getting 30 or 40 snaps in a practice. So it's going to take some time, and we're anxious to see where Corey's going to be when we can make that decision of when we want to start that 21-day period.
Tony was talking this morning about some of his change in regimen off-season and during the season, adding a lot more stretching. We come back to you all the time about all these amazing numbers the guy puts up, but, you know, he changes his regimen a little bit. Averaging argument is as good as he's ever been. First in the league in catches. I mean, it's just, yeah. It seems kind of endless, doesn't it?
Well, he's having a great year, and again, I think we stress core, you know, the core in our strength training and stretching. We do movement prep prior to practice. Everybody's involved with it. And then they'll do some movement prep after practice. And I think Tony has kind of changed his regimen a little bit since he's been here. And he's playing awful well. That's all I can say right now through the first five games. You got to look far and wide to find a tight end that is playing better than him in the league right now.
Coach, with all your success, how do you keep these guys grounded? A lot of guys say that, you know, you guys tell them don't look too far ahead. How would you summarize how you keep these guys not thinking about?
Well, I think you've got to be very focused during the week. You've got to have focal points that you're talking about and you discuss, and we do that. We talk about offensively, defensively, and with the special teams. And I think you have to be even keeled through the week, and then you get there on Sunday and you play with emotion and you play with passion. And I think we've got a bunch of guys that have been through the situations that we're in right now, and they can be a great teacher and a great mentor, and you know, tell guys it's just five games, it's just a start. That's all we're talking about. Focus on the next task at hand. We try to always give them that messaging.
A lot of responses been any given Sunday.
That's true. Any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. You've got to go out and play your best to enhance your chances of winning. And sometimes you don't play your best and you're able to get a victory. But you've got to go out there and make sure that you're firing on all cylinders. And, you know, that's our goal each and every week in all three phases.
Now, are you part genius or just having a good run? Because you made two changes and it's kind of worked out for you.
I don't know what I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, just you made the offensive change and the defensive change from last year and then this year.
Well, when you have success, changes are going to come. Guys are going to have opportunities to go on. We were very fortunate to be in a hiring cycle that two guys that I knew were available, guys that you know, I respect not only as football coaches but as men too and as leaders, and they've done a great job through the first five games.